Good to see everybody tonight, and we are just a few weeks from our summer revival meetings coming up here very soon, and that will be starting on basically kicking off on our homecoming that Sunday, the last Sunday of August. So that a lot of things gearing up for that, and tonight we will be preparing towards those revival meetings and the way we're going to conduct the meeting tonight. It's going to be a little bit of an unusual meeting tonight. I think it's good for us to change things up from time to time. Keep us out of those ruts. Amen. We easily can get in those ruts where we are just on cruise control. But I think the Lord would have us to change things up from time to time to help our hearts be concentrated and focused. Everybody feeling okay tonight? Not too good. Some of you are like, I hear you. Well, thank you for being here. Even if you don't, I appreciate you being here. And if you do feel good, see if you can rub off on some of these others. All right. Give them something you have. But we are grateful to be here. And tonight we're going to do something a little different. But I trust the Lord will use it. What I'd like to do is I'm going to need at least 12 volunteers, okay? All right. Now, listen, I'm not going to make you do the booster cheer, okay? So don't panic. I know, don't panic, all right? But we are going to pray together, and we're going to read some scripture together tonight. And so I really think that would be helpful. The Lord laid this on my heart, and what we're going to do is we're going to read probably about six different passages on the subject of revival. We'll read those. We're not going to comment on them. We're just going to, one of us will read the passage, and then one of us will pray. And then I have some specific things that we'll pray about after each passage of scripture. So anyway, while we're getting going here, let me just read a quote to you to help us get geared. Again, what is the purpose of tonight's prayer meeting? I want it to be very specifically that the Lord would just prepare our church for these meetings. I really want to be ready. I want to be ready personally. I want our church to be ready. And I believe God's already working. I'm thankful for that. I sense His working, and I'm grateful. But we just don't want to stop. We want the Lord to keep working and to work even more aggressively, if I can put it that way, and bringing revival to our church. Let me read this quote from S.D. Gordon. It's a very powerful quote that goes along with praying for revival. He said, "The greatest thing anyone can do for God and for man is to pray." And he goes on to clarify that statement. He says, "You can do more than pray after you have prayed." He said, "You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed." And so the emphasis is praying for God to move. And he goes on to say this: prayer is striking the winning blow. Service, which follows, service is gathering up the results. You see that, church? What a great depiction there of understanding the power and the importance and the emphasis of prayer. That's where we should make our strong point, our focus. And then the service that follows, which is needed, which is commanded, is bringing in the results by faith and seeing the Lord work. And so tonight we're going to seek to give a winning blow. Amen. A striking blow that will bring victory in our church and families that we haven't even met yet in our community. That's what I'm expecting. And so that's what we're going to seek to do. So let's enjoy this tonight. Again, just letting the Lord lead us. This is family. This is family right here. Family night. Everyone should be at ease.